Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody.
It's Tuesday. You know what that means.
You know what that means. We're diving into the father-in-law horror stories today.
We're getting into daddy issues today. But
ooh, I cannot wait. I wonder if these will be more out of pocket than the mother-in-law. We got a lot of DMs about this.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, I could write a novel about my father-in-law.
Ooh.
Yikes.
You don't hear about them that often.
Yeah, I feel like it's usually the overbearing mother-in-law of the son.
When the mother-in-law is bad, it's usually more noticeable.
I also feel like it's kind of rare that you hear from a guy's perspective about a crazy mother-in-law. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like always
that,
girls.
That their wife's
mom. It's
always
girls bringing down other girls.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Ain't that the truth? But maybe, you know, there's a reason for that.
Both sides.
What do you mean?
I was saying girls writing in about their toxic mother-in-laws, like the girls were bringing down the older girls.
Yeah.
Is that what you thought I meant?
No, I was just... I didn't know what you meant by both sides. I didn't know what you meant by that.
Oh, after you said maybe there's a reason, I thought maybe you thought that I was saying that the mother-in-laws were bringing down the daughter-in-laws.
The daughter-in-laws?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I just legitimately didn't know what you meant. But I was saying maybe there's a reason because I feel like guys usually just don't care as much about, you know, even if my mom did something so crazy, is Leif gonna think about it and then write into a podcast about it? No, he doesn't care.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so true.
But as girls, we care and we get into the weeds a little bit more, and that's okay.
100%.
That's why we're all here gathered here today.
We like to talk.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's nothing else to talk about.
True.
So like, you gotta look for issues.
Gotta pull from somewhere. Sheesh.
I know.
Got to create some issues.
It's true.
Chelsea and I just got done with a Pilates stretch class and
woo,
we're...
I was more rickety than a box of nails. I don't know what's rickety, but...
Box of We were unwell. It felt so good, though.
Literally? I don't know when the last time was that I extended my arms backwards past my shoulder.
It's true.
My chest was, like, opened for the first time. It was like opening deep chambers within my muscles, releasing spells were being cast in that room. Even extending my neck back. Oh,
extending my neck back like that makes my chin feel so weird, kind of, actually. No, it makes it feel so tight. Specifically,
oh, your
my chin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, not, it doesn't make it feel weird, but
it like stays in place.
My chin's literally on my neck right here. No, it's, I feel like my skin is tighter right there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Than maybe the average person. I don't know. Could just be in my head.
Did you ever have like neck wrinkles before?
No.
I was going to say, when you got your chin, would you notice like it like tightened your neck? Mm.
I didn't really notice that. But it could have happened.
Yeah.
It, I mean, it pretty much did.
When you were saying that, I'm like, stretches it out.
Like, yeah, like stretching
a neck lift.
True. Wow. We're doing an upcoming episode, you guys.
I'm excited.
All about some, you know, beauty standards, wellness secrets.
Just know if you see a title that calls, of us calling you poor, it's not what it's not what you think it's going to be. It's going to be uplifting, okay? You got to listen anyways.
Yeah, yeah. You always got to listen.
no matter what the title says, okay?
Don't be fooled.
You guys know better. We're trying to clickbait you.
Exactly. I watched the new Kardashians, mm-hmm. I mean, first episode.
As did I.
Yesterday, last night. And I have thoughts.
Okay. Give them
Number
to me.
Number one,
I have none.
Why are you at the roller skating rink?
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
That was kind of weird.
So off brand and random. Like, I get the notion of like, oh, we're just doing like an intro, but it felt very cheesy and not on brand. I'm like, this is not.
Maybe they just wanted to show that they can roller skate. Kind of a
slay. Okay, slay. I mean, I can't, so I get it.
It was kind of weird. I honestly wasn't even watching during that part. I was making, I think, a drink or breakfast or something.
Yeah, it was just kind of like weird to me. I'm like, what? I feel like they could have done a million better things than that. Because they were like, we wanted it to be like a music video. I'm like, it just didn't hit for
no.
me.
No. We want to see Devin, okay?
Like, why wasn't he roller skating? I'm so confused. No, I mean, it was cute. It was cute enough. I just thought it was a bit random. But do I have
it
a better
been cuter?
Idea? No. Let me brainstorm, but.
It would have been cuter if it wasn't a really nice quality video almost. Like, if they would have just taken iPhone videos and they all went together and there were random people there and not, like, a literal music video, it would have been
totally.
Cuter.
Totally. If it was shot on, like, camcorder even.
Yeah.
But not on this literal
No, where they're trying
movie.
To be. Yeah, yeah and,
cinema
like, a Jay-Z
camera.
Music video. It was weird.
Yeah, I'm just.
But they're good at roller skating, so.
You know who's the best at it?
Him.
Kylie.
Oh, yeah. Kylie was so good.
She was slaying.
Duh. Have you seen them freaking ski?
No.
Their
not
skiing
really,
videos?
Because yeah. they grew up skiing, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. They're very athletic.
I feel like if you grew up skiing, you're rich.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
And I did not grow up
I
skiing.
I did not either.
My feet did not touch
and
a snowboard until
did?
I was like 20.
My husband.
He grew up skiing?
Yeah. Well, snowboarding.
Mm.
And skiing, and then when snowboarding got cool, snowboarding.
Yeah. The only people I know who did that growing up.
You know their
money.
Dads were dentists or
uh-huh.
something.
Totally. So consider yourself blessed. You know what? And I was thinking, what were Leif and I talking about? I think maybe Survivor, when we were watching Survivor. I don't remember. But I was just saying, like, I did not grow up doing any activities or sports, meaning like, kind of like that, skiing, snowboarding, going out on the lake, like basically sports that require money to do mm-hmm. them. Even going to the lake, it's like, well, I don't have a boat. My family never, you know, not that that's such a common experience, but I was just saying now it's hard for me to like get into something like that. It's just hard when you're older.
Yeah.
And you have no experience and
you're
more scared. You're more scared to get hurt. But I feel like people who have just grown up like surfing, skiing, all those things are so comfortable.
Totally.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous.
That's true. I didn't grow up skiing or like going to the lake a little bit, but definitely. I've actually never been skiing and never been snowboarding.
We really should go this winter.
You know what? I'm sick of hearing that.
We say it every year.
Everybody says that to
well,
me.
Well, then you
and
make
I've
the
been
plan.
Let down over and over.
Then
I don't
you
know
make
how
the
to
plan.
Make a plan.
I don't
even
know
where you stay.
Know how to make a plan.
No, make the plan. I don't know where you stay. Do you stay at the ski lodge? I've never been. I don't even know where you get the stuff. I don't know what to buy.
I've been literally once. I broke my hand.
Well, I don't need to go, but what I'm saying is people will make fake promises to me. They'll be like, I'll take you.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
Never once have I made a promise.
You. Not you.
That's what I thought. I've never made a promise.
I've
about
never
skiing.
Made a promise
to you about skiing.
No, everybody has. Everybody that hears that.
Yeah.
Stop.
But we really should
fake
go.
Promises.
That would be fun. And when I say that, okay, who do you think?
They're going to say, who do you think you are?
Okay. First of all, who do you think you are to say that to me? Who do you think in our friend group is the plan maker?
the plan maker. I don't think any of us, I would say, are the plan maker. I feel like, like it kind of goes back and forth.
I think it does too.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Because when you said, I don't know how to make a plan, I mean, you were completely joking. But I was just thinking about the fact that there are people who are like the plan makers.
Yeah.
And then there are the people that just come.
Yeah.
Like show
Go.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But
it's different for everybody. I think sometimes with certain people, I'm the plan maker. And then with other people, I just
show up. That's true, actually, with certain friend groups or certain dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always down. I'm always down to come. I'm always down for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also make the plans a lot.
I used to be more of a plan maker, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm in my...
What happened?
I got tired. No, I was thinking last week. I was like, I should make some plans for this coming week. It's just that sometimes I think I've gotten to a place where sometimes if I make too many plans, kind of like we talked about in the episode of Ty, I get a little bit stressed about having so many things on my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, on Wednesday, I'm doing this with this person. On Friday, I'm going here.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I'm like, now my week kind of feels, even though they're all such fun things, I like to be a little more spontaneous with it.
Yes.
Like,
That's
hey, tonight, do you want to do this? Instead of like, let's go next week on a Wednesday at this time. I don't know.
You know what? That's interesting because I feel the same way. I like that more. I like to leave my Saturdays and weekends open a lot of times so that day I can be like, let's go do something. Let's, you know, go here. But now that I know that about you, maybe I'll, because sometimes I don't ask people because I'm like, well, they'll probably have plans tonight. Like, I'm not going to ask. Like, I'll just go by myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll ask more last minute.
Yeah.
Like, even last night, me and Case went to go, after we dropped you off, we went to a restaurant. I was like,
cool.
I should have asked JC to come.
Cool.
But we were already like almost there. And I was like, but in my mind, I was like, she probably would like had dinner plans or something. But then I was like, I should have asked JC to come. That was dumb.
I did make dinner with Leif, but that would have been fun.
Yeah. But anyways, I'll ask people more spontaneously.
Yeah.
And not be afraid of rejection.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
I'll be brave.
You're so brave. Oh, anyway, back to the Kardashian episode.
Yeah. We ventured far.
We ventured very far. I thought it was good, though. I enjoyed watching
it.
I wasn't bored, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there was something specific I wanted to touch on. Oh, the complete lack of anything from Kylie and Kendall.
Give us more, girls. I want to know about the breakup, Kendall. I want to know about Bad Bunny. I want to know about, well, I'm sure that was way before, but talk about the breakup.
There's got to be a way that they can still be extremely private, but like bring up little things.
Yeah.
Like even Kendall saying, I was in a relationship. She didn't have to say his name.
Yeah.
I was in a relationship for however long. Like, we recently broke up. So I've been kind of dealing with that. Even saying that would be better than just being like, let's drive stick shift.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, I understand privacy and I understand you don't want to like spill your guts to everyone. Like, that's not your thing right now.
Yeah.
Both of those girls. But I'm like, even if you don't want to talk about your relationships, can't you talk about something?
Something.
Like, you don't have anything.
I know.
There's not one thing that's like going on in your life that's, I know there is.
I know. I feel the same way. It's like, don't even be on the show at all.
No.
Ugh, Kim is carrying the show on her back. Kim and Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe was talking about her, like, mm-hmm. the surrogacy thing, which I thought was interesting.
Chloe's always so open. She's always so vulnerable. I'm always touched by what she says.
Mm-hmm.
She's so honest and real. I just love Chloe so much.
Same.
So was Kim. Chris is always willing to.
And even Courtney was saying, like, I feel like we're good at this, but we're not, you know, talking about their family dynamic. And it's interesting. But then Kylie and Kendall, I'm like, I know you guys are interesting people. And I know you have things to add.
But you're not doing it.
But you're not doing it. And I'm actually curious why that is. Like, why? Why won't you? Why won't you tell us more? And I know Kylie, in the preview, she was saying something about beauty standards, which I'm very interested in hearing if there is something there. Because, I just feel like there's nothing of substance from, like, nothing of interest.
No. Nothing.
So, anyway.
Ugh. So good.
But I'm
excited for more episodes.
Same. I wonder how many is in the season.
Yeah.
How many episodes? But I do feel like...
I was happy
like,
to see Scott.
Oh, yeah. That was
fun. I want Rob, though. I really want Rob. Literally. I want Rob.
I just wonder how long they're going to do this show.
You think they'll pass it on to the kids?
I could only dream. I could only hope. No pun intended. No pun intended.
I could only dream to the North Saint Star.
I am so excited to actually see what those kids turn into. How interesting. We get to really see that in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
It's crazy. The kids are so iconic.
They're so iconic. I love them.
I know.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I get it, you guys. Have your life in private and secret. You know, have your highs and lows to yourself. But exploit something.
I'm trying to think of something they
could
exploit.
They've literally given their whole lives. I'm like, more!
Well, we've watched them grow up. More! Yeah, they're probably just so sick of it. And they make so much money by just doing the bare minimum that they're like, why would I show more and get more judgment when I'm getting away with just doing this?
It's
like,
true.
And I'm already so famous and so rich. Why do I need more?
Exactly.
Like, I get it.
I think it's just because we know with Kylie and Kendall, they both have been going through breakups and relationships. And I get it because Kylie has kids with Travis. So it's like, again, she doesn't want to talk bad about Travis or something like mm-hmm. that. But at the same time, it's like they're both going through breakups. Yeah, talk. You don't have to say his name. You don't even have to talk about that. But like, talk about your experience with the breakup, maybe.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe they will.
Yeah. Maybe we just have to give it time.
And if not, that's okay too.
If you are looking to get some new luggage, if you're looking to travel this summer and you want like an overnight bag or any new suitcases, you have to check out Base. You've probably seen them all over social media. Base was started by Shay Mitchell, an iconic actress. She wanted to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Base is an overpacker's dream, which means it's my dream, because it can be hard to fit everything in, especially when it comes to luggage. But with Base, there's room for everything. So you can take, you know, 20 pairs of underwear, or even if you're just going for a weekend, because as girls, sometimes we need to do that, okay? And if you're deciding between a few pairs of shoes, you can bring them both with Base.
I love my luggage and my travel accessories to look cute, but even more important to me is that they have functionality, okay? I don't want to be looking like an idiot trying to get something out of the bottom of my bag. I want proper storage. I want proper function, and Base has you covered. They've thought of everything that you could ever want in a piece of luggage. They have 360-degree sliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets that you need to keep organized. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Their cosmetics case is the best case for your makeup, for your skincare, for whatever toiletries you have. I'm obsessed with it. It comes with a little mirror, has little pockets that I put my bobby pins and hair ties in, and it's just the best. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead, and Base has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/whatwesaid. Go to basetravel.com/whatwesaid for 15% off your first purchase. That is BEIS travel.com/whatwesaid.
I remember Kendall saying at one of your reunion or something that she saw how the relationships turned out for her sisters, that they were super public about. And basically, spoiler alert, they were all horrible. So she's like, I don't want that for myself. And I'm like, I mean, that makes complete sense. Yeah.
In our minds,
we're like, Courtney carried the show on her back for years. Mm-hmm. She showed everything of Scott. And it's like, yeah, and they did not last. Like, that so was true. Not her soulmate.
Yeah. And then I 100% also am being a complete hypocrite, because it is. It's your relationship. You don't want to share the details of that.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm asking for too much. Sucking them dry.
Seriously, isn't there like a health journey or something? Come on.
Well, I think what something, it is.
Well, I guess.
Is some kind of vulnerability from Kylie and Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
It feels, all of it feels very surface level.
It does.
It's driving stick. Not even their sister relationship. It's like there's nothing personal that they talk about.
No.
I like health. I like flipping houses.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see how the season progresses.
Mm-hmm.
Anything new with you?
Not much. Just been on my running grind.
Oh, yeah. How's the running going?
It's been good. We took some family photos this week. I remember I had talked about like needing photos. And let this be
a warning,
a PSA, not necessarily a warning, a PSA to the people out there who have new babies, and to do family photos as soon as possible. Like, I waited until now to do official family photos. Yes, we have photos of all three of us, but not like portraits of us all together in one picture. And I really wish we would have done some earlier. And it makes me kind of sad, but whatever. Like, I have plenty of photos of us. It's not like I'm going to forget what we look like.
What do you mean by earlier, when he was like 6 months or something?
Yeah, when he wasn't walking. It would have been a lot easier to do that. Yeah, and just when he was younger. Yeah, like 6 months probably would be a perfect time to do it. I think it's such a weird thing, because I'll get kind of sad. I'm like, dang, I wish we would have taken family photos right when he was born, and then 6 months later, and then 6 months after that, and this should have been our like fourth photo shoot. But I think what it is you never take enough photos of your kids or with your kids.
Mm.
Even if you have tons, because it goes by so fast, that's the only thing that is an illusion of capturing the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you have plenty of photos with your kids. Most people, especially with iPhones nowadays, I mean, unless you genuinely don't have any with your kid, but I'll just speak from personal experience. I have plenty of photos with Case in candid moments, you know, whatever. Even when I'm a little bit more dressed up and whatever. But I just never, photos feel like the one thing that if you don't have enough of, you almost feel like,
it's like the one thing you cannot get back.
Yeah, project almost like, oh, they're not small anymore. And I'm sad that I don't have photos. But really what the deeper sadness is that they're not little anymore.
Mm.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, if you have a baby and you're like, oh, I don't want to take photos now. Maybe you feel, I think for me, I was just feeling like self-conscious about what I looked like. So I was like, I'll just wait. Like, I don't want to take the photos now. It's fine. Just do it, because you won't care. In a year, you'll think you look great in those photos. So just do it for the memories, if anything else.
Honestly,
you don't have to show a soul.
Here's your sign to just take photos, even with your spouse, even if you don't have kids.
Even by yourself.
Like,
self-portraits.
Yes. Capturing your life like once a year, I feel like, is so good. Because Leif and I, even though we have so many photos together, when I really look at things, I'm like, we don't have that many photo shoots of like intentionally, okay, we're doing
our
a
faces.
Photo shoot of our faces. It's more just like, oh, cute iPhone candid moments of like things we do, which is cute. But the last time we had like a photo shoot was honestly a few years ago. Honestly, I think it was pre-chin. And I remember that was our first time in a few years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
it's good
we're
to
getting
have.
Photos done again soon, because I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't know. It just feels like we're in an era right now. I want to capture like this year.
Yeah. And it always feels like a pain to do it right like before. Even
yes,
with
it's
this.
Such a pain.
Getting outfits for all of us. I did it so last minute. I was just like, oh, this is, I kept pushing off the date too. I was like, we'll do it in a month. We'll do it next month. We don't have time, you know, booking everything. But once it was over, I had such a relief. I was like, I'm so glad I did that. It was done. I have these now. And yeah, now I feel better about doing it again. But it's good to have those photos of monumental times in your life, you know?
Yes.
To look back on. If for nothing else, to have the illusion that you've captured that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if you are, it's just photos of you.
I
think that you should do it like once a year. I really do.
I was even thinking of doing that. Like, after we did family photos, I was like, okay, now I want a shoot with Nick, me and Nick together, because I feel like parents never have photos, just them together,
mm-hmm.
like especially as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
All the photos I see of my mom and dad together are just before kids. They're never just like portrait of just them, you know,
mm-hmm.
which whatever. But and then also I was like, I should get some photos of me by myself, just like some nice portraits of myself
totally.
To remember what I look like at these ages. Because mm-hmm. even looking back a couple years ago when you took those photos for our anniversary shoot,
mm-hmm.
I love those photos, and I didn't even appreciate them as much in the moment, because I'm like, oh yeah, these are photos of us right now. But as years goes on, you look back at the photos, you're like, I'm so happy I have these.
And you're like, we're babies. Like, that was our first apartment or whatever mm-hmm. it is. I know.
It's so special.
It is. All my posterity is going to have to look back on is me doing a kissy face. Like, come on. We need some.
I know.
We need some portraits.
Yeah. And Lady. You got to get Lady in there.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. All right, should we get into these stories?
Yes, let's hear about all of your shocking father-in-laws. I can't wait.
I was walking up the stairs and someone behind me smacked my butt. Naturally, I thought it was my fiance, so I laughed. Nope, it was my father-in-law.
Jail!
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
please
not.
Please try and actually picture that happening.
No, no, no. No, 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 no.
You're under arrest.
That is so scary. Spooky.
Please tell me he thought it was his wife or something. Please tell me there's something redeemable about this.
Or his hand slipped.
Yeah.
Really hard.
My father-in-law told me I was bastardizing good Christian American values because I said I was thinking about not changing my last name.
Bastardizing.
Wow.
Wow. What an analogy.
What does that word mean? Like disgrace? I'm guessing it's like a disgrace.
Maybe.
Yeah. Change in such a way as to lower the quality or value.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. I didn't change my last name.
No.
Still
I mean, I
Smith.
Did, but not legally.
You
wow,
you
you're bastardizing Christian values.
Literally. I mean,
I actually might when I change my passport. Legally. That's the only reason I didn't want to because I had just gotten my passport and I was like, dude, I'm not doing all this again.
Seems like such a hassle. Like maybe when I have kids, I'll feel different because all of their last name will be the same but mine.
True.
Because like they're going to probably take Leif's last name.
Mm-hmm.
But we both have basic last names, honestly.
You're not going to do a hyphen?
Nah.
You don't want to keep Smith?
My very unique and groundbreaking... never seen before last name. I'm really invested in it. No, the reason I didn't change my last name is literally because it's a pain.
Yeah, and you also reason. Had a whole brand and company pretty much around your name.
Yeah, and that's part of it being a pain. Like I didn't want to change my
everything.
My whole like, yeah, everything is under my
that's understandable.
First, middle and last name. It just felt annoying. And now it's been 7 years and it's like, really?
It's understandable.
It feels so unimportant too. Like, who cares?
How often do people call you by your last name anyways?
Rarely. So rarely.
I swear my father-in-law thinks I'm an idiot. He once explained to me the difference between a pen and pencil while helping do renovations on our house. I would literally have smoke coming out of my ears. Piping out of my ears. I can't deal with that. This is a pencil. It has lead in it. You can erase a pencil. This is a pen.
I don't understand. Like, what was your reaction?
The difference.
I'm like, what is the difference? I don't get it. What would your reaction be to that? Because I feel like I would literally be like, yeah, I know the difference between a pen and a pencil. Like,
no shit, Sherlock.
It's like, what are we... What?
It depends how close you are with them, but it's, if, I'm assuming if he thinks you're an idiot and you feel that from
true.
Him, you guys aren't very close.
You're not feeling comfortable.
Because
to...
I would literally be like, I'm very well aware yes. of the difference. Or say something really snarky back, like,
thank you.
This is a watch.
And this
and
is
this is not a watch.
He looked over to me at the dinner table while all of us were eating and said, eat it today, wear it tomorrow. Amazing.
I actually don't think I've heard that one, that phrase. Eat it today, wear it tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Same
wow.
to you, sir.
Yeah, it's like, and?
Yeah. Actually, I won't be wearing it tomorrow. I'll be pooping it out. Thanks very much. I have IBS.
You need to take that probiotic.
Yeah.
Gotta get that Just Thrive, honey. If you are looking to elevate your morning routine, Symbiotica is the absolute perfect brand to help you do so. You've probably seen it on TikTok, a lot of health and wellness girlies. It's one of the favorites, I feel like, that people talk about all the time for supplements. They have so many different options. I have a little section in my pantry that is my Symbiotica space. I can't even call it a drawer because it takes up like a lot of space in my pantry, but it's all the different like liposomal supplements, which are these little like pouches that you just squeeze in your mouth. It just tastes like pudding kind of. And I love their vitamin C. They have a super greens one, magnesium L-threonate, which is also one of my favorites. And I think that's one of their most popular because apparently like 65% of adults in the U.S. are magnesium deficient. So the magnesium L-threonate is a really, really great one to start with. But they have a ton of different supplements. They have an allergy defense supplement as well that I personally love because I have very bad allergies, especially during this time of year.
We had Shervin on the podcast maybe a year ago, and it was the most fascinating episode. He was talking all about how important supplements are in our modern day diets and how to kind of just fill those nutritional gaps, especially when you are maybe not eating great, maybe not sleeping great, and you're starting to really feel it manifesting in your energy levels, in your immune system. He also talked about the importance of the quality of supplements and Symbiotica. You can trust them. They have the highest quality ingredients and are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling those nutritional gaps that I mentioned. And if you're not sure where to start, it may seem overwhelming, go to their website. They have an online quiz to figure out what the best supplements are for you for your specific health goals. So use the code WHATWESAID on Symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. That's the code WHATWESAID on Symbiotica.com. It'll be linked in the show notes. Go check it out. I was just scrolling on Macy's.com looking for some cute new summer clothes. I need some cover-ups, some shorts. I'm looking for some summer basics that I can, you know, use to the go to the beach or go to the pool and look really cute doing that. And this is a great time to shop on Macy's because guess what? The Macy's Friends and Family Sale is Tuesday, June 6th to Monday, June 12th. So when you're listening to this, you need to go to Macy's.com and check out the Friends and Family Sale. They have amazing brands ranging from beauty. They have really cute shoes. They have really cute loafers. I was looking at their loafers, ballet flats. They have really cute boots. And lots of cover-ups, like I was saying, from really amazing brands like Free People, Steve Madden, you name it. They have so many.
Get an extra 30% off designers that rarely go on sale, like DKNY, Calvin Klein, Coach, and Guess. And you get to take 15% off beauty favorites like MAC, Marc Jacobs, Urban Decay, and more. They have a massive selection of beauty and fragrance and stuff if you're looking to stock up for anything new for the summertime, or clothing, home decor. Leif and I have been thinking about getting our little like patio a little more spruced up. So I feel like they have some cute like patio furniture and things for outdoor gatherings as well, which is great. So check out Macy's.com and save with promo code FRIEND. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details and go get stocked up for the summer.
I was at my boyfriend's house wearing a bikini by the pool, and my boyfriend's grandpa asked him to step out of the way so he could admire the view.
Honestly, slay. No, slay. It better that than him telling her, like, why are you wearing a two-piece? Get
step
on a one-piece.
So I can admire the view. Yeah, slay. I would literally be like, okay. Thanks, Gramps. That was a boost for my ego.
It's like, how can people be so different? They're either going to get yelled at for being a harlot.
Yeah.
Or be like, ooh, I like the view. It's like, honestly, either is so creepy.
Yeah.
My father-in-law tells me how pretty I am and how lucky my son is all the time right in front of my mother-in-law. My husband doesn't think it's weird, but I do.
I don't think that's weird.
Oh, I think it is.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think that's weird.
Tells me how pretty I am and how lucky my son is all the time. Depends on the
his voice.
Yep. Depends on the cadence. Depends on the tone. Depends on the man.
That's very true. Because I'm picturing like a sweet guy who's just like, you are so pretty. You're so lucky. You're so lucky to have been like married such a pretty girl.
Oh, like, that would creep me out.
Really?
Like, don't not. Yeah.
Pretty is
coming
is the
from
least
like a 60-year-old man. Like, I feel like that is weird.
If you're like in your late 20s, I don't think that's weird. I mean, if you're 17, maybe. But even then, it's like, he's not calling you sexy or hot or like something. He's saying you're pretty, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful would be fine. Pretty, something about that's rubbing me the wrong way, I'm going to be honest. Like, I feel like if he said, you married an amazing girl, you're so lucky.
Mm.
That, I'd be like, oh, that's really kind.
Yeah.
But like something about singling out the looks, it's like very specific, and it's like, okay, you've noticed how I look. Like,
oh.
I would be weirded out if my father-in-law was like, you look so beautiful. I'd be like, oh, maybe it's just
really?
Not his personality, but like, I'd be like kind of confused by that.
Mm. I disagree. Well, I actually agree that it depends on the man, the cadence of the voice, the intention behind it. I was thinking, like, if he's saying, he's complimenting you, like, you're so lucky to be married to her for not just the pretty reason, but it's like, oh, you're so lucky. He says things like that. And then he compliments her as well. Like, you look so pretty.
But she said he tells me how pretty I am and how lucky his son is all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe once every time, all the time that you're together. He's so pretty. I'd be like, you're a creep.
If he's like, oh, you're so lucky. Yeah, that's creepy. I need to hear him say it.
Can you send a voice memo?
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because this is your father-in-law. And I also think, it also depending on how he's saying it, in front of the mother-in-law, here's what I'm thinking. If, okay, Case grows up, he gets married, and Nick is like, Case, you're so lucky to be married to her. She's such a beautiful girl. I would literally not bat an eye.
And he says that every time you're together.
Okay, she didn't say every time we're together.
And he says it every 10 minutes, Chelsea. Wow. You think that's normal?
He spanks her butt and tells her that. He calls her sexy. No, I'm just saying if he was just like, you're such a pretty girl.
No, I don't
like
it. I
would not be like, oh my gosh.
Because there's so many different.
I'm so jealous of that.
That's what I'm saying. It's indicative of he says it all the time. Then that's the thing he notices about you. Okay, we need more context. Does he also say, she's so smart, she's so amazing? Those things added in there might make it better. But if it's constantly focused on, she's so pretty, she's so pretty, she's so pretty. Yeah, yeah. It's like.
That's true.
A 60 to 70 year old man is noticing that I'm only pretty all the time. That's weird to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I just would prefer from a male a comment having absolutely nothing to do with my appearance.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah, that would be ideal. Call me funny. Call me smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The morning after our wedding, we had to stop by my husband's parents' house for a second, and my father-in-law asked me how the night was and if I was scared or surprised.
Huh?
Wait. Oh, if I was scared or surprised, talk about awkward.
Wait, what?
The morning after our wedding.
A wedding night, okay.
We had to stop by my husband's parents' house for a second, and my father-in-law asked me how the night was and if I was scared or surprised.
Sir!
No.
No.
No sexual details.
Surprised.
Like, surprised by my son's huge.
Like, what would the surprise be?
He's like, did you know my son has a micropenis? Were you shocked?
Literally,
no sexual details, please. To anyone, ever.
I'm, woo. Yikes.
Were you scared? Scared or surprised? Scared. Were you scared?
I am so creeped out, actually. Absolutely the F not.
See, this is what I'm saying. We're comparing here. I would rather have someone call me pretty than ask how my wedding night was.
Oh, for sure. But now we're the bare minimum. Yeah. The best of the worst stories that we get. We're like, but he's awesome because at least he only did this.
Literally. That's what we have to compare to.
It's true. Okay. I can never bring my father-in-law around my friends or vice versa anymore because he tries to take them all home and tells them he wants them to be my new mommy-in-law.
What?
He is 68 and I'm 25.
My new mommy-in-law. I'm not okay with that.
Oh.
Takes them home, a pet. Can I take her home?
He's probably like not married to the mom anymore.
Oh, I would hope not.
Yeah. please, I hope. My new mommy-in-law has me absolutely screaming at almost age 70 to 20-year-olds.
No.
What do we've talked about this before. What do we think is the largest appropriate age gap?
Depends how old you are.
Okay, if he's 68.
The lowest you can go is...
Honestly,
38.
Whoa!
What?
I was going to say, the lowest you can go if you are 68 years old, 47.
Really?
Maybe 45.
Yeah,
I was actually going to say 50.
What's the difference between a 40 and 50 year old? It's not like you can't take advantage of I'm sure you can, but it's not like they're,
the formative years.
Yeah. It's like at 38, they're not going to be like this older man. It's like at that point, the 38 year old could outsmart the 68 year old. At that part, actually, at that point,
that's kind of best case scenario.
It's bad on the younger guy or the younger person at that point. It's like you're taking advantage of a senior.
Yeah, true. That's 30 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well,
happy for you.
Literally doesn't even exist. We just made a hypothetical situation.
Like, take care of each other. I told my father-in-law that my husband and I won't be having kids for a few years so I can grow in my career. Oh, I already know where this is going. And he told me with the straightest face that he would switch my birth control with aspirin.
Well, now I know. So don't look at a new prescription.
Yeah, what? Absolutely. He would switch my birth control.
Okay. Nothing actually is... I cannot fathom when other people
speak.
When they think that they are in the conversation and that they have a say in when you choose to have a family.
Yeah, it's
I cannot
really
comprehend that. Even when parents are like, hurry, we want grandkids, hurry, 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 hurry. I'm like, can you relax?
Yeah.
Like, let people have kids if and when they want to.
Yeah.
And certainly don't say, I'm going to change your birth control. I'm going to force you to get pregnant for my benefit.
I'm
going to
trick you. Like, I will quite literally scam you into getting pregnant. Okay.
What a freaking weird thing to say and do.
Yeah.
And I feel like the birth control thing, that's a bit much, but that's just such a common thing. And I get it. It's like people are excited to have grandkids or whatever, but I just hear that all the time. It's like, hurry, hurry. When are you going to have kids? And so again, I think maybe I have a different position on this because of infertility. Like, I just feel like it's so rude to ask people or to pressure people or to honestly say anything to anyone about having kids, because you just don't know if, like, maybe they're literally trying to and they have been trying for years and it's like, just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very true.
I feel like just don't ask people.
Yeah.
They can tell you 100%. On their own time and it's none of your business, to be honest.
And most likely you'll know when they get pregnant and have a kid.
Yes. And they will tell you.
They will not be able to hide it.
No.
We are going to jump into an ad real quick to talk about Rocket Money, the amazing, beautiful, stunning app that can save you money. And what else could you possibly want in this day and age than to save a little cash? I have Rocket Money and I came across a sickening realization because of this wonderful app. And that was that I had two premium Hulu accounts that I was paying for and not logged into, actually. And was only obviously using one of them. I also was able to see a lot of my recurring charges and fees and subscriptions because of Rocket Money. It's a really cool app. If you've never tried it, it's formerly known as Truebill. Now it's Rocket Money. You can see all of your upcoming payments, recent charges. It just really helps you keep track of your spending.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you're one of them. It's like, you know, the streaming app you got to watch one show or a free gaming trial that you never actually used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily find your subscriptions for you, and for any that you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and it will cancel it for you. It's super, super easy. It also helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses so you can easily track your budget in real time and also get alerted if anything looks off. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. So stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That is rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. Rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. I don't know about you guys, but if the slightest thing is off for me, I am on the internet researching what it is. Why do I have a headache? Why is this happening? And, you know, maybe you're stewing about a health problem you have. You are resorting to texting your group chat to get your friends' opinions. You're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat, but you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. This is such a genius platform. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care that you need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With the ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect to your favorite doctor that you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. I used ZocDoc when I was looking for an OBGYN. I've talked about this. It was so stressful. We didn't know where to start. We didn't know how to look. We didn't have any good recommendations from friends or anything, so we had to start from scratch, and ZocDoc was so helpful. It helped us find a caring, nice, professional OBGYN right when we needed it, and it was amazing. So go to ZocDoc.com/whatwesaid and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/whatwesaid. ZocDoc.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
One time I showed my father-in-law my new Bitmoji I had made that I thought looked just like me, and he said, they didn't have a bigger forehead option.
Oh.
So thanks for that new insecurity.
Lay, honestly, that is hilarious. I am screaming that he came up with that.
Wow.
I didn't have a bigger.
Yikes.
Every time we see him, he mentions how we haven't had a kid yet, or hints at how cute babies are, and then looks directly at me. Little does he know we've been trying for a year and are having fertility issues.
Wow.
Why?
It's like we just knew that literally, one was coming.
What the heck?
Well, retweet on what I just said.
Yeah. No need to rehash, but.
Yeah. And I do feel like that is common. Like, yeah. Well, infertility is very common, by the way. Like,
yeah.
More people deal with it than you think. And I think that. A lot of times, like, again, it's no one's business ever, but especially if you feel like a couple is getting older, quote unquote, like, especially in the culture that you're around, if people normally have kids in their 20s and they're in their 30s or something and they still don't have kids, I mean, there could be a lot of different reasons for that, millions of reasons, but there's also a good chance that they are struggling to get pregnant if they're in this community and they do want kids and they're in their, you know, mid-30s, whatever. It's like, just use context clues.
At that point, there's a reason regardless.
Yes.
They didn't forget that children exist.
Exactly. They either do not want kids.
Oh, shoot. I forgot that was an option that we could have. I'll start thinking about that. They've either thought about it and didn't want it. They either are struggling or maybe they are pregnant.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I was building one of those big plastic toy cars for my daughter. And he comes up to me and says,
toy cars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you really can build things. You're like a little mechanic in a voice you would talk to a toddler in.
You really can build things? Okay.
You're like a little mechanic? Yikes.
It's just a weird thing, honestly, from anyone. You can build things. First of all, I actually never said I could build things, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just as shocked as you, honestly. To be honest with you. Goodbye.
After me and my now husband were dating for 3 months, we were 17 at the time, my now father-in-law took us out on his boat in the middle of a lake and told me that he didn't think I was a good match for his son. It was so awkward and embarrassing. Jokes on him, 13 years later, we are married with 4 kids and happier than ever. I'm so scared.
Wait.
My now father-in-law took us out on a boat in the middle of a lake?
Hold on. Just her or them together? Took them or took me?
Took us.
Okay, took us on the boat.
Yeah.
And sorry, how old were they when you took them on
17.
The boat? Okay. I mean,
why'd you gotta do it on the middle of a lake? Take them to dinner.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Like, what if I say we're still dating? You're gonna throw us off the freaking boat? Throw us overboard? Make us walk the plank?
That would be the most mortifying experience as a 17-year-old to get told, like, you're not a good match for my son.
Yeah, what about me isn't a good match? For this
I mean,
guy.
Like, you're entitled to that opinion, but why do we got to do the taking it out on the boat and telling me when I'm 17?
And why are you telling me as the girl?
Yeah, tell the guy.
Tell the guy to, like, don't tell me.
What do you think the best course of action is?
A grown man talking to a 17-year-old girl?
No.
This is like.
It's unnecessary.
I was actually talking to my mom about this. It's like, when kids are kids, you don't have to, you don't really go talk to the other kid about it. Like, as an adult, okay, so say your kid has a problem.
He's like dating
with a friend,
someone?
Yeah.
Oh, with a friend.
Like our friend or a girl or whatever, another child. Your child needs to talk to that child or you need to talk to the other parent. You don't go to that kid.
No, absolutely
as a grown
not.
Adult and say something to the kid.
No, it's
you
like
talk to the parent. Yeah, because you are in a position of power at that point. And that's not okay for you to go up and be like, okay, say even your daughter going up to like, or your daughter and her friend, you don't go up to the friend and say, I have a problem with you doing this to my daughter. Or like,
no.
You know what I mean?
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's a weird power dynamic kind of
yeah.
When it's not your kid.
Even if your daughter's dating a guy and you go up to the guy and you're like, you need to do this to my daughter and you're a grown man. It's like, why don't you talk to my parents, the boy, like, okay, this is getting confusing, but the parents of the son, you know, like, go, if you're an adult, you talk to another adult. Mm-hmm. If you're the kid, talk to the other your adult or whatever. But
or talk to your own kid about, if you don't think his girlfriend's a good match for him, tell him that.
Yeah.
And he can do with that information what he will.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah. The boat is a bit much.
Yeah.
But glad you got married.
Yeah.
My father-in-law pulled up a picture of a sexy squirrel costume.
No.
Showed it to my husband and said, your wife would look great in this. He said it right in front of me.
Ew.
And it's safe to say I will never recover.
Your wife would look great in this. See, now, pretty sounded much better, though.
Absolutely. I'm like, stories. I want to be called pretty. No, literally. Not the sexy squirrel.
Not an animal. Ew, dude.
I don't even know what that would look like.
I don't want to see what's on your phone. If you're a grown man, I never want to see your phone ever. Never. Don't show me anything you've ever looked at.
I'm literally looking up sexy squirrel costume. Like, what could that even be? I'm...
No. Spin to win.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh!
Just imagine him, like, pulling up this costume.
Not a furry.
Oh, there's more. Has, like, a little purse that's a nut.
Okay, play. That's kind of cute.
We should be that for Halloween.
Seriously.
Sexy squirrels. Love it.
I had just given birth to my daughter, and my in-laws were driving from out of town to come visit and meet the baby. My father-in-law sent a text saying, we'll arrive around 6. Please have dinner ready.
I know he did not
literally
say that.
Shocked. I wasn't even cooking for myself yet, let alone visitors. Please have dinner ready. I would have thought that was a joke. Like, I would have literally put the ha-ha reaction to it and been like, that's so funny. I hope you have dinner in your hands when you walk into my house.
Please have dinner ready.
I can't even imagine my father-in-law saying that.
Oh, no. My father-in-law would never. These men are unhinged.
What are you from? Like, the 1900? Like, literally 1900?
I genuinely feel like sometimes, like, my grandpa... So my grandma makes all the food. They have a very, very traditional relationship.
Yeah.
And my grandma will be like, if she leaves for a few days, she has to like make him meal. Well, this is what she does.
Yeah.
Like makes him meals, writes instructions for everything. He'll like call her and be like, what should I do with this? Like for dinner and stuff. And I'm like, sir.
Like, I'm screaming.
But it's just their dynamic that they're so used to. But my point being, some men from that generation, that is literally the only thing they can fathom is their wife making them dinner.
Yeah.
They are not with the times.
Literally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
I've never once seen my grandpa in the kitchen making something. I've never seen that in my entire life. And I never will.
Not me, though. When Nick's on like a trip or something, calling him to ask him how the TV and the remote works.
Yeah, true. Me too.
Or the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you push the on button?
I was pregnant at the time, feeling uncomfortable as my boobs had tripled in size. We were at family dinner and my father-in-law says, we've all noticed your boobs have gotten way bigger. Please don't ever comment on my boobs again, let alone look at them. No, that is unreal.
You said that. I am not okay. We've all noticed the elephant in the room, the two elephants in the room.
Let's just address it.
We were all thinking it, right? Your boobs are huge. I can't stop looking at them.
What a compliment. Jeez.
I am screaming.
That's what I'm saying, though. Those things were, I mean, that is like even more extreme, obviously, than saying that they're pretty. Again, yes, now the pretty thing is seeming not like a big deal. But it's like you've noticed. Like you've, it's confirmation that they've.
Don't look at me.
Yes, just don't close your eyes around me. Like. It's confirmation that they have seen and computed something about you and your body and they're speaking about it. It's like, wow, I don't want to know that. I don't know. I do not want to know your inner thoughts whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm in my first trimester of pregnancy and every time I see my father-in-law, he asks me if I've gained weight.
Cool.
My husband called him out and said, you should never ask any woman that. And his response was, well, she's allowed to gain weight because she's pregnant just as long as she loses it all after.
Oh, she's allowed. Thank you for your permission.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so
much. Literally,
I'll tell my doctor that.
I would literally ask him.
Yeah.
Like, no, I haven't, but have you gained weight? You look like.
You look 9 months pregnant yourself.
Yeah. Like,
When's the last time you hit the gym, buddy? I need to see you on a treadmill. Also, when we were at Pilates today, our instructor asked me if I had a Midwest accent.
Yes, if you're from the Midwest.
I was like, I was literally taken so back by that question. I was like, no. And we were both silent. I'm like, she's like, yeah, I heard like a little Midwest twang. Like, okay. Slay.
I can't even think of what Midwest accent is.
Me neither.
At the moment.
I've never heard that. It was
I
so
need
funny.
To think about it. I need to hear.
Need to think about it.
No, I need to think about what a Midwest accent is. I can kind of picture a little, I feel like, but not fully.
Is that? Oh, no, that's Canadian. The sorry.
Yeah, that's Canadian. We'll look into it.
Okay.
She didn't get that you were a Valley girl.
Yeah, it's okay.
This text message is heinous, and I am still not completely over it. My father-in-law texted my husband, "You have devastated your family once again for the sake of a narcissistic opportunist who has manipulated you into becoming a disrespectful and angry man. Only you can change that. I spoke with my therapist and can confirm she would not diagnose me as that. I just have in-laws that cannot control me and their son the way that they would like."
Sounds like Succession or something. I haven't even watched that, but what kind of family name do you have that can be so...
Have you seen Bretman Rock's
disrespected?
Have you seen Bretman Rock's video about that?
Yes.
His brother's like, he came out as gay.
The family name.
And his brother's like, are you worried about the family name? He's like, what family name? Like, what are we known for? At that point, he's like, I am the family name. Yeah. I'm the only one that's even remotely famous. Like, what are you talking about?
I saw that video. I'm screaming.
Disgracing the family name. What name?
Oh man,
that is
my
that
cheeks
situation
are
is just heinous because
at least he's talking to his son.
At least they have a relationship.
At least he's present. Gives them all the excuses in the world.
No,
at least they speak to one another.
I mean, to call someone a narcissistic opportunist who's manipulative, like.
Opportunist, that's what I'm saying. For what? What do you use your family have millions?
I don't think they mean that.
A narcissistic
opportunist.
Opportunist.
I guess I don't know what he really means by that.
Like, what opportunities is she so narcissistically taking advantage of, is what I mean.
I think that she's just manipulative. Like, she, the opportunity is him because he's like easily manipulated or something.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from it.
Oh,
I could be
rude.
Way off. That's what I'm saying. For someone to say that, that is pretty bold.
Yeah.
So what, I'm not trying to blame you, but I'm just wondering, what is he going off of?
Yeah.
To say something so harsh. But I do get that concept of when people can't control you and they genuinely are like weird, scary people.
Yeah.
They'll say shocking things.
The weirdest.
We have some friends whose in-laws have sent them some shocking messages.
Accusations that are just.
And obviously we're biased, but like when I've heard of these stories, I'm like, yeah, no, they're nuts.
100%.
The parents.
Maybe not ideal for kids listening, but mine recently. Okay, so if you have kids in the car, turn it off now. Mine recently went into detail about how him and my mother-in-law conceived all 5 of their kids. My husband is the only boy and has 4 younger sisters. At first, I thought it was a joke, but when he told me the sexual position each kid was conceived in,
okay,
let's just say I cannot look at him the same way. I've never felt more uncomfortable in my life, and honestly, this is one of the less weird things their family has done, so pray for me.
That might be the worst one. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like, does he get off on telling you that? I'm terrified.
There are those families that I don't know super well, but I've like been around or something where the parents and like they just make the weirdest like sexual jokes where they're overly open about sex and you're like, I'm a child. You're an adult. I don't want you to be joking about that stuff. That's for us to joke about because we're in high school and you to be like, stop saying that. That's gross. You know, that's
yeah,
the roles.
Like, we can normalize sex and have healthy sex conversations.
No, but don't come to
but
me.
But I don't want you to come to me and tell me the sex position you conceived my husband and all his siblings in.
No.
I do not want to be thinking about that.
Don't tell me about sexual things if I'm a child.
No.
I mean, she's not a child, but
no.
I'm saying like what I'm talking about specifically when we were in like high school or junior high or
something.
Yes.
Like I didn't ask.
It seems always like there's something, there's a reason you're like going out of your way to talk about this with
exactly.
people.
It's weird. They're like getting off on yeah. it a little in yeah. a weird way.
Yeah, you're a creep.
Okay, this is my last one. My husband and his dad talk on the phone often, like multiple times a week. One time early in our marriage when he was on the phone and I was sitting next to my husband on the couch, they were talking about weekend plans and something came up that conflicted with plans my husband and I had made. I interjected to remind my husband of our plans. My father-in-law says in all seriousness, "What is she bitching about now?" I was shook. My husband was quick to say, "Hey, watch it." And they carried on with their combo, but I was too stunned. LOL. I'm not okay.
I would be two things. Stunned at the father-in-law. And I would also be side-eyeing my husband thinking,
what are your conversations like?
Is that the
like?
First time that he's ever said something like that? And also, what are you telling him?
Exactly. Like, what?
I'm mad at both of you now.
Why does he have the narrative that I'm always complaining?
Yeah.
No, I do not like that.
No. You're both canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Men, once again, letting us down in all forms and fashions.
Was that all of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Woo.
That Yikes. Does not sound right. Forms and fashions.
In every form and fashion.
Oh, there we go.
Wait.
That doesn't sound right.
Form or fashion? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Me neither.
I need to check my Elevate app because it always tells me the
Brain
proper.
Games?
Yeah.
In any form or fashion.
In any form or fashion. Yeah, there we go.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our shocking father-in-law horror stories. Hope you...
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Hope you learned a lot during this episode. Learned groundbreaking new ideas for your life.
You know, one thing we want you to take away from these in-law stories is if you do have good in-laws, when you listen to these stories, you could appreciate them a little more. And if you don't have good in-laws, you're not alone.
Totally. Our prayers are with you if you have shocking in-laws, because that is not an easy road to walk. Make sure you go follow our Instagram, guys. It's at What We Said Podcast. That's where you're going to be able to be a part of these stories. We always post when we need submissions and give you guys links and stuff. And then also if we have any merch or shows or anything coming up, that is our hub. So it's at What We Said Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you go follow. We've also got a fun, you know, cute summer feed going. So that's fun. If you're feeling really, really extra nice, you can leave us a rating and review either on the podcast app, on Apple, or Spotify. We would really, really appreciate it. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.